This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. For the first time, the Environmental Protection Agency will require municipal water systems to remove 6 synthetic chemicals linked to cancer and other health problems that are present in the tap water of hundreds of millions of Americans. The extraordinary move from the Environmental Protection Agency mandates that water providers reduce perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, known collectively as PFAS, to near zero levels. The compounds found in everything from dental floss to firefighting foams to children's toys are called forever chemicals because they never fully degrade and can accumulate in the body and the environment. Widely used since the 1940s, the chemicals are useful in repelling water and oil. Nonstick pans have been most famously associated with PFAS, but the chemicals can be found in water-repellent clothes and carpets, certain shampoos, cosmetics, and hundreds of other household items. The chemicals are so ubiquitous that they can be found in the blood of almost every person in the U.S. A 2023 government study of private wells and public water systems detected PFAS chemicals in nearly half the tap water in the country. Exposure to PFAS has been associated with metabolic disorders, decreased fertility in women, developmental delays in children, and increased risk of some prostate, kidney, and testicular cancer. Michael S. Regan, the EPA administrator, said, "This action will prevent thousands of deaths and reduce tens of thousands of serious illnesses." He described the rule as the most significant action the federal government has ever taken to reduce PFAS exposure in drinking water. Under the new rule from the EPA, water utilities must monitor water supplies for PFAS chemicals and will be required to notify the public and reduce contamination if levels exceed the new standard of 4 parts per trillion for perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances. The new standard of 4 parts per trillion is greatly decreased from the previous standard of 70 parts per trillion of the chemicals. Public water systems have 3 years to complete their monitoring. If those samples show that levels of PFAS exceed the new EPA standards, the utilities would have another 2 years to purchase and install equipment designed to filter out PFAS. In just the past year, more than a dozen peer-reviewed studies have found evidence of additional health effects of PFAS exposure, including a delay in the onset of puberty in girls, leading to a higher incidence of breast cancer, renal disease, and thyroid disease, a decrease in bone density in teenagers, potentially leading to osteoporosis, and an increased risk of type 2 diabetes in women. As hundreds of thousands of Montanans receive an additional property tax bill in the mail, Yellowstone County has approved a tax break of more than $2 million for Montana's only underground coal mine south of Roundup. The 3-member Yellowstone County Commission, all Republicans, unanimously approved the tax abatement, an exemption of 80%. That's a tax break of at least $450,000 annually for the next 5 years. Signal Peak Energy was granted the tax exemption for $36 million worth of equipment that the mining company purchased in May. Signal Peak Energy's vice president and controller Cliff Pinkerton said the new equipment is being used for long wall mining, a method in which a large wall of coal is mined with a high-powered cutting system. The coal is then carried out of the mine through a network of conveyors. The mine now has 262 employees, about 62% of which live in Yellowstone County. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.